You're listening to Amud Vechazara with Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Brachos, Amud Memtes Amud Beis. Daf Memtes Amud Beis, Maseches Brachos. We're going to start at the bottom, last line of Memtes Amud Aleph. So we just had a series of Brachos that you can make if you left out Ritzei or Yalev Yavo. So we mentioned that there was clarity about the one on Shabbos and clarity about the one on Yom Tov. However, Rosh Chodesh, there was less clarity about. We didn't know if you end off Bruchata Hashem, Rosh Chodesh, or Mekadesh Yisrael, Rosh Chodeshim, or do you just, you know, say the bracha as it was, without the end part, a couple other svekos, but that's how we ended off. So now the Rav Gidel, Gidel Bar Menyume have a koi kameda Rav Nachman. Gidel Bar Menyume was sitting before, or standing before Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman made a mistake, presumably leaving out one of these inserts that he was supposed to say. Let's assume for now it was either like Shabbos or Yom Tov. Left out Yav Yavo. Would say V'hadr L'Reisha, and he went back to the beginning. Rashi says L'tchiras Berachas Masan. Right, he went to the beginning of Berachas Masan. He left it out. Amar Le. So Gidel Bar Menyume said to him, "My time of Avin Mar Hachi. Why did the master do this?" Amar Le. He says, "Well, Damar Rav Shila Bar Amarav." Rav Shila said in the name of Rav, Ta Chozer LaRosh. Somebody makes a mistake, he goes back to the beginning of benching. V'ha Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Ta Omer Baruch Shanasan. No, but didn't Rav Huna say in the name of Rav that there's a special brachos you could say, that if you left it, you say Baruch Shanasan, Shabbosos L'menucha L'amo Yisrael, B'Ava, Lo Tzibris, Baruch HaTashem HaKadesh HaShabbos. We could have that. And there's also a similar one for Yom Tov. Why don't you just do the Baruch Shanasan? Amar Leh, he said to him, La Vidmar La, was it not stated on this? Amar Rav Menashe, Bar Tachliva, Amar Rav, in the name of Rav himself, Lo Shanu Ela Shalo Pasach B'Hatov HaMetiv. That's only, you only have these brachos if you didn't yet say HaTov HaMetiv. Aval Pasach B'Hatov HaMetiv, but if you already started the fourth bracha, the Rabban bracha of benching, Chozer LaRosh, you go back to the beginning. That's how we paskin. So, if you are starting your fourth bracha, right? Bracha Tashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. That's good. If you stop at Haolam, you're great because all those brachos are they start Bracha Tashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. So then you could just write Bracha Tashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, and so before you say Hakel Avinu Malkeinu, before you get there, I'm assuming everyone sings it every week. So before you get to Hakel, don't say Hakel yet. Say and then you switch. Shanasan, right? Shanasan, Shabbosos L'menucha. So it's, by the way, it's good to know these brachos by heart. They're not very hard, but it's good to know them by heart just in case, because you don't want to like, okay, new melech olam, and scrambled, oh, this betcher doesn't have it, you know, like all over the place. So they're simple brachos if you have a chance to try to memorize them. But, if you said melech olam, that's what you can do. However, if you already said hakel, so you ruined it, and you have to go back to the beginning now, beginning of benching. Right, Rashi just he draws the parallel we mentioned on Daf Chav Tes at the end of the fourth parak, I believe it was, yeah, where we spoke about, you know, Akira, or it was close to the end where we speak about Akira's Raglayim, right? If you move your feet in davening, right? So like when you at the end of Shemona Esrei, you move your feet, so that's considered the end. There's a whole discussion about that. So Rashi just makes the comparison. He says, In terms of benching, there's no Akiras Raglayim, there's no moving your legs. What there is finishing the bracha. So if you finished the bracha, then it's too late. Okay, so that is that discussion. So as a pasuk told me, Chozer Rosh, Amar Rav Idi Barav and Amar Rav Amram, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Tav Elohis Kershal Rosh Chodesh B'Tfilah Machzirin. So if somebody made a mistake and he didn't mention Rosh Chodesh in Tfilah, meaning he didn't say Yalav Yavo and Shmona Esrei, Machzirin. So we make him go back to the beginning as we discussed. Avol. Sorry. There's no Avol. I made that up. Elohis Kershal Rosh Chodesh B'Tfilah Machzirin. So B'Birchas Hamazon Ein Machzirin. So but if in benching, you don't make him go back. So what's going on here? So Amar Leh, Rav Avin, the Rav Amram, Maishna Tefillah, Maishna Berachas HaMazon. What's the difference between benching and Berachas HaMazon? Nothing. What's the difference between Tefillah and Berachas HaMazon? There's no difference between benching and Berachas HaMazon. What's the difference between Tefillah and Berachas HaMazon? That you go back for Rosh Chodesh, you say, for Yal V'Yavo here, not there. Amar Leh, he said to him, Afla Didi Kashili, I also had the same question, actually. Taka, Vishalti, Vashate, Rav Nachman, and I asked Rav Nachman, Vamar Leh, So I asked Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman said, actually, I didn't hear Mar Shmuel clarify this. Ella nichsianan. Let's take a look. Let's try to figure it out ourselves. Tvila dechova hi. Tvila is a chiyuv, right? We have to daven. We have to say davening three times a day. Machazir no sos, we make him go back to do it. Birchas mezona, but birchas amazon, is that a chova on Rosh Chodesh? De iboy achil. If he wants, he could eat. If he wants, he doesn't have to eat. So in machazir no so. So that makes sense. What we're saying is that, listen, there's an iser tanis on your shodesh. However, there's no obligation to eat bread and have a suud. It's a nice Indian. It's not an obligation to do it. Therefore, since I'm not chayev to bench in the first place on Rosh Chodesh. So why should I have to bench over all over again because I left out Rosh Chodesh? It's not critical to the essence. However, I have to say Shemona Esrei. Therefore, I have to say Shemona Esrei at the Alviyavo. He responds, Eliyata, but now if that's true, Shabbos is Yom Tovim de lo sagi de lo achil hachinami di toi hadar. Well, if that's true, well then Shabbos and Yom Tov, where it's not enough not to eat. I have to eat a meal. I have to eat a meal of bread. There's an obligation. At least two meals. The third meal is a little. Also, it's an obligation, but it's eating bread is not necessarily. There are different opinions. What you can eat for Shal Shudas. But at least Friday night, Shabbos day, and for Yom Tov, the Yom Tov night meal, the Yom Tov day meal, there's an obligation to have bread. So according to your logic, I should have to repeat benching if I left out Ritzei or Yal V'Yavo one of these times. Amrelei, he said, in. Yeah, you're right. Damar Rav Shila Amar Rav Ta'achoz El Rosh. Right? Rav Shila said, Amar Rav, you made a mistake. You go back to the beginning. V'ha Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav Ta. He makes a mistake. Omer Baruch Shana San. So Lavit Marla wasn't stated regarding this. Lo shanu el shalo pasach batov amitiv, ava pasach batov amitiv, chos le rosh. The same back and forth we had a little bit earlier on the Amud. So again, yes, there is indeed an obligation to return. So if it's a meal that you have to be having with bread, so then there is an obligation to go back and say it if you are seven words into hatov amitiv. Otherwise, you can insert the bracha there. But let's say you missed it, so you only have to go back if it's an obligatory meal. Rosh Chodesh Suda is not an obligatory meal. So it becomes a question regarding Shal Shudas maybe because it's an obligatory meal, but is it obligatory to have bread? So there's Machlokas. So I think we hold the Chul, but you check out the Shulchan Aruch here. But that's a question. Questions about like maybe like Chol HaMoed. What's the status of a suda on Chol HaMoed? You'll notice if you look at the brachos in the Siddur after benching, so it has one of these insert brachos for Chol HaMoed as well. But what's interesting is that it doesn't end off Bruchat Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim as it does by Yom Tov, right? Meaning about on Shabbos in Yom Tov, it starts off Bruchat Hashem. Right? I can't remember Chol Shenasan. Shabbaso, Shinasan Yom Tovim, and then it ends, Brachat Hashem, Mekadesh Shabbos, Brachat Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim. But with the Rosh Chodesh one, it doesn't end off, because there's a suffix in our Gemara. And by Chol HaMoed, it also doesn't end off with a Brachat Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim. Okay, if you got that, I'm speaking very fast, so I'm not sure that was clear. Okay, Ad Kama Mezamnin V'Chulei, so this is a quote from the Mishnah, until how much does the waiter have to eat? And really, this is not just a waiter discussion, but this is a in general discussion for someone to eat. How much do they have to eat? Do they obligated in benching? Do they obligated in zimun? It's all the same. So lememra is this to say? That's what we said in the Mishnah essentially. That Rav Meir holds it's a kezayis, and Rav Yehuda holds if he ate a kebetza with them, then he's chayv in benching and he's also obligated in the zimun. So, is this true that Rav Meir holds Kezias and Rav Yehuda holds Kebesa? But we learned the exact opposite. Ditznan, as we learned in the Mishnah, V'chein. So, V'chein, Misha Yotzim Yerushalayim. And also, right, it's hard to learn a Mishnah. It starts with and also. It's a Mishnah in Psachim. Rashi fills us in just what's going on here. Rashi says, you could see it's the second to last Y line of Rashi at the top. Misha Yatzim Yerushalayim. Le'elmine, earlier in the Mishnah, Myri, it's talking about Haholich Lishchodes Pischo, somebody who's on his way to Yerushalayim to Shecht his Korban Pesach, Venizkarni, remember, Shiesh Lachomet Vesoch Beitzo. he has chametz inside his house. Oh, you're not allowed to bring a korban Pesach when you if you still own chametz. So now the Mishnah paskins im yachol lachzor v'levayer v'lachzor l'mitzvah so yachzir v'yaver right. So if you're able, if you have time to go home, do a beer chametz of that chametz that you have left in your house, and then you can come back and do the mitzvah korban Pesach. You're not going to, you know, if you have enough time for that. So then do it. V'im blav, yivata believe. Then do bit to believe, which is enough. Midir Raisa, Midir Rabbanan, we say you shouldn't do bit, just bit to believe. But the Rabbanan are makel over here because we don't want to miss out on the mitzvah of Karim Pesach. V'chein mishayatim Yerushalayim, and so too somebody who's going out from Yerushalayim. V'nizkar sheish biyado basar kodesh, somebody who has basar kodesh. Right, so it's meat that needs to be eaten in Yerushalayim, and he brought it outside of the walls of Yerushalayim. V'nifsal b'yitziyaso chutz l'choma, so there's an obligation that meat that basar kodesh that needs to be eaten in Yerushalayim, and he brings it outside the walls. It's pasul, needs to be burnt, and preferably, so where should it be burnt? So that's what the Mishnah is coming from. So now back inside, it's not so. As we learned in the Mishnah Pesachim, the continuation, v'chein mishayetzim Yerushalayim, and not just the case of the Korban Pesach, right, but also someone who's going from Yerushalayim, v'nizkar shahaya biyado basar kodesh, im avar tzofim, if he passes by tzofim, which Rashi says is makom shiachol liros beis hamikdash. This is a question. It could be it's referring to a place, Mount Scopus, or it could be it's referring to just any place where you can see the beis hamikdash. Tzofim means to look out. Dr. Henry Abinson on all daf, he has like a 2 minute, he does history on the daf, so he has like a 2 minute history thing about Mount Scopus and its relevance, or many different, aspects of its relevance. Okay. But you can check that out there. So, imavar tzofim, sorfam imakomo. If he's already that far from Yerushalayim, that he's by tzofim, right? So then he burns it in his place. Ve'im lav, but if he's any closer than that, chozer v'sorfo lifneha bira me'atze ha-maracha. He should go back, v'sorfo, and he should burn it lifneha bira, in front of the, seems to be the base of Mekesh, the palace, the, right? He should burn it there, me'atze ha-maracha, from the arrangement of the wood, meaning there's a certain pyre, right, wood with flames that's put there to burn any of this meat that became pusil. So again, in both of these cases, the Korban Pesach case and in the Basar Kodesh case, where the Rabbanan are going to be makel to some degree regarding how much we're going to make him go back for. Right, so if you're this distance, if you have enough time, so there's a discussion about perhaps if you haven't reached this checkpoint yet, or if you don't have, or if you have a lot of time on your hands, then we're going to make you go back, even if it's inconvenient. So ad kama, until how much, what measure, what volume of food would it be? Do they, the Rabbanan, make a person go back, and they're not mekel? Rabbi Meir Omer, zev zev kabeitza. Ooh. Rabbi Meir says, this and this, meaning Korban Pesach and Basar Kodesh, are with a kabeitza. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, zev zev kazayas. These two are with a kazayas. Uh-oh, big problem. That's completely the opposite of our Mishnah. And Rabbi Yochanan says, yeah, mochlef asashita, switch it up. One of them's a typo. Which is, you know, something that we don't like to say, but Rabbi Yochanan said it. And I want to see if Rashi tells us which one is switched to which. But okay, we don't do that. Just a clarification. I don't even know if our Mishnah didn't say Rav Meir, but we assume the Mishnah is Rav Meir. In general, we have a principle, Stam Mishnah per Meir. So Rav Meir, we assume the anonymous Tanakama is Rav Meir. And Rabbi Yehuda is the contrary opinion. Okay, so Abaye has a more creative solution where we can avoid that. So Abaye says, Abaye Omar li'olam lo tepoch. Really, you don't have to switch it up. Hacha b'kroy pligi. So this case, when it talks about benching, that's a machlokas in how to understand psukim. Reb Meir savar v'yachalta zu achila v'zavata zu shtia. And v'achila b'gazayis, and achila is a gazayis. So when the Torah says v'achata v'savato v'erachta, so what it seems to be saying, right, this really machlokes how to understand this, but what it seems to be saying is that the pasuk says v'achata v'savato v'erachta, and there's going to be a machlokes. How do we understand v'savata? Is v'savata a new category? So Rameir says yes. V'achalta means you ate. So what did you eat? You ate a kazayas, eating, what do we call achila? Achila is a kazayas. And v'savata means you drank. So if you eat and you drink, you will bench. That's what v'achata v'savata uverachta means. And eating is with the kazayas. Now it's a machlokas, what does the savata mean? So the one way to understand it in the Rishonim is that he's telling us that you make a bracha achrona on wine. That's the v'savata. Another possibility is that we're saying that no, if you ate but you didn't drink anything, you're really really thirsty, then you're not going to bench. If you ate a meal and you're very very thirsty, could be you wouldn't even bench based on this sheet of Remeir that Torah says v'achalta v'savata. And what does v'savata mean? V'savata means drinking. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Samar, and we'll understand Rabbi Meir more clearly once we see the opposite opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Samar, v'yachalta v'savata, what does that mean? V'savata is a modifier, not a new category. Achila sheyesh basavia. It's an achila that has a satiating quality to it, more than an achila. Ve'ezo zu, and what is that? Or ve'ezo, zu kibetza, that's a kibetza. Meaning that he says, no, it's not v'yachalta v'savata is eating and drinking. It's v'yachalta that savata. It's an eating that satisfies you. It needs to be a kabetza. So both of them agree that really, achila is a kazayas. Not that they agree. And over here, it's a question of what does v'savata mean and how does that impact our requirement to bench? Now, it could be, by the way, this is even a discussion of asmachta because we know that earlier we mentioned it's a discussion we mentioned a couple of times that it would seem that it's only a rabbinical obligation to bench if you're not fully satisfied. So it could be that this is a discussion of a smachta, or we just don't hold like the shita. So that's the discussion by benching. Hasam over there in Meseches Pesachim Bisvara pligi, they're arguing in Svara. Remeir Savar Chazaraso Kitumaso. Remeir holds that the Chazara, meaning the requirement to send him back, is the same measure as Tuma. And Ma Tumaso Bikabetza, and over here for this thing to become Mikabel Tuma, or to become Tame, is through size of Kibetza. So Av Chazaraso Bikabetza. So too, we're only going to make him back Kibetza. Meaning it's not based on achila, it's based on kibetz, on the tuma. Rabbi Yehuda savar chazaraso keisuro. Rabbi Yehuda says no. The requirement to make him go back is dependent on the size that would be is usher to eat this meat or usher to eat this chametz. Ma isuro bekazayas af chazaraso bekazayas. So really, both of them agree that achila is a kazayas. And the question is, by benching, do we require simple achila or achila that comes with a sevia, with a satiating quality? And Rabbi Yehuda holds that a kabetza, that you need a, cause not just a kazayas, a kabetza over there. However, when it comes to how much you have to return, would Chazal make someone go back in the case of the Korban Pesach, in the case of the Basar Kodesh, so that, this is machlokas, not has nothing to do with eating, it has to do with, is it, do we base it on the shear for Tuma or the shear for Isser Achila? And that's their machlokas. So you don't have to flip the shitas at all. New Mishnah. Znis and Kates, the Mizamnin, how do we do a Zimun Bishlosha? So with three, if you have three people in a Zimun, Omer Nevarich. You say, right, we say Nevarich. Nevarich Shechal Mishal, right? Let us bless, but let us bless Hashem. Bishlosha Vihu, if it's three guys and him, so four in all, Omer, he says Baruchu. He says Baruchu, you guys bless. Rashi just clarifies what this means. Is Daha Belavdi Day Ikazimun V'chein Kulam, and we're going to have many more instances of this in the Mishnah. But it's just because without him, you have a Zimun. Meaning, in order for people to properly bless Hashem, you need three. In order for us to have this thing called Zimun, right? We had two Pitzukim, right? Kishem Hashem Ekra or Gadol Hashem Iti. But we know from those Pitzukim that we mentioned on Mimhei that you need three people for a Zimun. So if you need three people for a Zimun, everyone has to say together, Nivarech. I'm going to say, let us all bless, and then we all do it together. However, if there are four of us, so I don't have to join them, I could just say, Baruch Hu, you guys do it. You got this. You're three people. You can handle this on your own. Baruch Hu, not Nivarech. So that's, and we're going to see this pattern throughout the Mishnah. Be'asara, if there are 10 people.
Aren't you supposed to, because for the mitzvah, like, don't you get a more of a mitzvah?
Well, yeah, we'll see that in the Gemara. Yeah, we'll see that in the Gemara. Be'asara, with 10, Omer, Nevarich Elokeinu. You say Elokeinu. Be'asara v'hu, but if it's 11 guys, it's him and 10 others, or it is he and 10 others who are making the Zimun. Omer Baruch Hu, he can say Baruch Hu. Echad asara ve'echad asara ribo. Whether it's 10 or it's 100,000, right? Asara ribo. I think a ribo is a myriad, which is a 10. I think 10,000. So I think it's saying so 10 ribos is 100,000. So whether it's this or a really large crowd, it would be the same. So right, meaning that there's no difference whether it's 10 or 100,000. No difference in the text. Then the Mishnah says,
wouldn't it be 11 and 100,000? Because there's a difference in text if it's 10 or 11.
Yeah. Well, the difference is Baruch Hu and Nevarech. We're not talking about that distinction right now.
Okay.
We're talking about adding other things like Hashem Elokeinu, and we're going to see it's going to be in opposition to the following opinion, but it seems to overlap, so it's strange. Then the Mishnah says, "B'meya hu Omer with 100, he says Nevarech Hashem Elokeinu, not Elokeinu, Nevarech Hashem Elokeinu. B'meya v'hu, if there's 100 plus him, Omer Baruch Hu, and then Baruch Hu Hashem Elokeinu. B'elef, if there's 1,000." Be'elef, hu omer nevarech l'Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael. Be'elef v'hu omer baruchu instead of nevarech. Beribo, with 10,000, omer nevarech l'Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael Elokei Tzavakos Yoshev HaKruvim Alamazon Shechalnu. Right? So let us bless Hashem, our God, the God of Israel, the God of legions who sits on the Kruvim, on the food that we ate. Beribo, Vahu, if it's him and 10,000, 10,001 people, Omer Baruch Hu, but the same idea. Ke'inyin shehu mevarich, kach onim acharav. And the way that he blesses, they should answer accordingly. Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Tzavakos, Yosheva Kerum Al Mazon Shechanu. Okay, so what's strange over here, by the way, is that we first said, Achad Asarav, Achad Asar Ribo, that's the same text. We said there's no distinction in the text. And then we say, then we go on to provide distinctions in the text if there's, depending on different thresholds of 100, 1,000, 10,000. So it's very strange. Rashi addresses that. He says, the Gemara is going to deal with that. He says, right, Kolomar, HaKol Shavav Mishnerim, V'Hashker Shem. And then he says, Ubegemara Parech, HaKatani, Seif of Me'ev, Ahu Omer. So the Gemara is going to address that. It seems to be that there's two opinions in this Mishnah. We're about to quote the other opinion, which seems to be the same opinion. So the Mishnah itself is confusing, but when we get to the Gemara, it'll be clear. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, "Lefi rov hakahal heim avarachim." According to the multitude of the kehila, they make they bless. Meaning, you make distinctions based on the numbers, which is what the sheet that we seem to have just said. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, "V'makelos baruch hu elokim Hashem b'mkor Yisrael." V'makelos, not just b'kehila that we bless Hashem, the source of Yisrael, but b'makelos in many kehilos, meaning that if ten is not the same as a kehila of 100, which is not the same as a kehila of 1,000 or 10,000. So b'makelos is different quality based on that. Rabbi Kiva says, "Mamatzin v'beis hakneses echad mirubim v'echad muatim omer baruch hu Hashem." He says, no, just like we find in a basic kneses, whether it's a lot or whether it's a little, whether you have many people or very few people, you say the same thing. As long as you have a minyan, you say the same Baruch Hu Es Hashem. You say the same thing. We don't change the text in Tefillah, therefore we don't change the text in benching. Rabbi Shmuel just makes one correction. He says Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavorach. We don't say Baruch Hu Es Hashem, Rabbi Kiva. It says Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavorach, which seems that we hold Lamaisa. So that is... So that's that Mishnah, but so like it looks like there are two basic opinions of the Mishnah, which seem to be Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and I think that's how we're going to actually resolve it. But we'll have to see on the next Talmud. We'll just start this next Gemara. We have a couple minutes. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says Liolam Al. So this is where Gavi's question comes in. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says Liolam Al Yotzi Adam Es Atam in a Klal. Really, a person should never take himself out of the Klal. Masmi Rashi says, like the last Rashi in Yom, second last Rashi in Yom, Afal Pishiva Arbahu, even though there are four people, Rashi Lomer, he's a Lishlosha, Baruchu, and he's allowed to say to the three guys, Baruchu, you guys got this, Tov Lo Shiomer Nevarich, it's better for him to say Nevarich, Vol Al Yotziat Meklal Nevarich, why should you take yourself out of the bench? You guys bench Hashem, I don't want it. What kind of chutzpah is that? So for some reason it's mutter, but Shmuel seems to be saying that it's preferable not to. So now we challenge him, Tanan, we learn to the Mishnah, right? So, and Rashi says, "Here, Amma, we're going to see Hachi Adiv Klomar Rabbi Matem Vafil Enayim Achem. It may be better to say this Rabbin thing." So, Vahu, or so Tanan B'Shlosha Vahu Omer Baruchu. We said in the Mishnah, you say Baruchu, right? If you have three, four guys, you tell them Baruchu. So maybe it looks better because it's a bigger crowd, right? Like a conductor with an orchestra. Okay, everyone, you know, everyone do their plays, and maybe it looks better. So is this, so it's a contradiction, Shmuel with the Mishnah. So Ema, so let's rather resolve the Mishnah and understand it as follows. Af Baruchu. You could also say Baruchu. Not that it's preferable, but you can also say it. It's also acceptable, but perhaps Nevarich will be better, and we're about to see that. Umikol Makom, Nevarich Adif. Nevertheless, Nevarich is Adif, as Gavi said, and as Shmuel said, because you shouldn't take yourself out of it. We're going to prove it. Damar Rav Ada Barava Amri Bei Rav. Because Rav Ada Barava said in the name of the Bei Rav, Taina, that we learned in the Mishnah, they taught in the Mishnah, Vav Nichlokin Ad Yud. If you have six, Shish Nichlokin Ad Asar, if you have six people, they can be divided. Meaning, let's say you have a group of six eating meals together, so they can separate into two groups of three, and you can continue to even split a group until you get to Yud. But once you have 10 guys, you can't split up into smaller groups. So if you have 8 guys, you can split into two groups of 4 or 5 and 3. But once you get to 10, and now everyone, Rashi just explains, Imratu lechalik l'shtei chaburos l'zamin elu latzman ve'elu latzman. If you want to separate two groups, them to themselves, not themselves. Rashain, you're allowed. Rashain, they're allowed. Shari yesh zimun kan o kan, because everyone has a zimun, that's fine. Adasara, until 10, says Rashi, Kolomar, v'chein zayin, v'chein ches, you can do it up until 10, l'shtei chaburos, v'chein tes, you can even do 9, l'shtei chaburos, or l'shlosha, or 3 chaburos, right? If you have 9 guys, you could split up into 3 different zimunim. Adasara, until 3, as aval im hayu asara, chala lehen haskaras Hashem. But if you have 10, now you have the haskaras Hashem, you could say, nevarech elokeinu, Vim yichalku, if you they'd separate, lo yeh shem haskara, sham haskara, there won't be a mention of Hashem's name. En nichlak and ashiyu sham esrim. So now you can't split until you have 20. So we don't split up into smaller groups if we're going to lose the higher quality version of Zimun. So now back to the Gemara, third line of the Gemara. I amrat bishloma nevarich adiv. So if you say nevarich adiv, it's better to say nevarich, so it's very good. Yisham hachi nichlak, and that's why you can divide. Ela I amrat baruchu adif, but if you're going to tell me baruchu is better, amai nechlakin, why would we be allowed to split up? Because if baruchu is better than nevarich, then it would seem that you should not be allowed to split up. If let's say you have six, so better to have one guy say baruchu to the other five than to split up and have three guys, a three and three say nevarich. Right? So it must be that Baruch Hu is not better than Nevarich. If Baruch Hu is not better than Nevarich, so now we have two options. Better to follow Shmuel and say, don't take yourself out of the equation. Rather than say Nevarich. Ela lav shmamina Nevarich Adif. So don't we see Nevarich as Adif? At least because of the mention of Shmuel, that inclusion, shmamina, indeed, that is what we hold. So Baruch Hu is acceptable, but Nevarich is certainly better because of Shmuel and Gavi's point about trying to stay involved.